All right, I want to talk to you for the next few minutes from the subject of being led by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. This lesson is about being led by the Spirit and not our emotions, because how many know when we're led by our emotions, we make bad decisions that we will regret later? However, when we're led by the Spirit, we make good decisions that affect the very rest of our lives. And so it is my job and my hope today to share with you the role of the Holy Spirit and the things that we should be wanting him to do in our lives so we can live our best life. We should have cultivated a relationship with the Holy Spirit to the degree that we're talking to him every day, and that he is leading us, that he is guiding us, that he is helping us, that he's checking us, that he's correcting us when we need correction. And it's so important that we allow the Holy Spirit to have full place in our lives and not just some place in our lives. We don't want him just to encourage us and not correct us. Can I get a amen? Right? And so it's so important. So there's several things that we should be praying. Holy Spirit, I want you to do these things in our lives. Now, normally, saints of God, I have 3 points, but I got 3 points and a bonus point. I got 4 points for you today that is going to bless you in an amazing way. And so as we are believing for the Holy Spirit to do things in our lives, number one, the first thing that we should ask the Holy Spirit to do is to comfort us. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Everybody say that. Just say, Holy Spirit, comfort me. That's right. So I wanted to read from John the 14th chapter. I'm going to read verses 16 and 17, and then I'm going to read verses 26 and just kind of the backdrop. Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples at the Last Supper. This is kind of where that scripture is that a lot of you are very familiar with, where it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He talks about, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place. So Jesus is letting them know, hey, I've got to leave, but I'm not going to leave you helpless or comfortless. I'm going to go to the Father. I'm going to talk to him, and he's going to send you another comforter or another helper that's going to help you. And so let's pick it up in John 14 and 16. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That word comforter is also translated as helper, all right? So I will give you another comforter or helper, that he may abide with you, how often, class? Forever. So if anybody ever tells you Holy Spirit is not for today, you got it. I could take you to several scriptures that tell us that Holy Spirit is for today. And this is just one, because Jesus says he's going to abide with us forever. And so that lets us know that. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So both, all right? He's with me and he's in me. Everybody say, he's with me and he's in me, all right? Verse 18, no, I'm not doing verse 18, I don't think. No, I'm not doing verse 18. He says, verse 26, that's where I'm going, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. And so Jesus is really prepping the disciples and getting them to realize and understand, hey, I'm leaving you, but you don't have to be worried. You don't have to get upset. You got it. I'm going to pray the Father or ask the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter that's going to be there. Now that word comforter is translated as helper, all right? Helper in the Greek is parakletos. Para means alongside. Kletos means to walk. And so Jesus is saying, I'm going to send someone to walk alongside of you. Not only is he going to be with you, but he is going to be in you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to help you. He's going to comfort you. And that's what we're talking about right now. It's the order of God that the Holy Spirit comforts you, and he wants to comfort you. You've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is not just a power, but he is also a person that stays with you. You got it? And Jesus says that he's going to be with you forever. So you can depend on the Holy Spirit, not some of the time, but all of the time, for your entire life. Jesus promised that we would never face life alone, that he would be with us to lead us and guide us, that he would never forsake us. And we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is the active agent in the earth realm realm in today's time who is here to help us, to lead us, to guide us, and to comfort us while we're here on this earth. And remember now, when we begin to talk about comfort, comfort doesn't mean removal of trouble. It actually means peace in the midst of trouble. It means that no matter what's going on in my life, that God's comfort for me is not internal, but it's circumstantial. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, that's good right there. He's about to teach this morning. He is about to teach this morning. So it's not internal. God's comfort is eternal and not circumstantial. So it's not based on circumstances, because if things are based on circumstances, then I'll be up sometimes and I'll be down sometimes. I'll be almost level to the ground sometimes. And that's not the order of God for our lives. The order of God for our lives is no matter what the circumstance may be, good, bad, or indifferent, that we serve a God who has sent us the Holy Spirit that is there to comfort us and to keep us constant at all times. So there's several things that the Holy Spirit really does, and I want to just give you a few things. One thing that he does, and these are not on the list, I've been studying up to this morning, praise the Lord. But the first thing he does is he reminds us of God's promises when our emotions lie to us. And sometimes our emotions will lie to us and tell us somebody doesn't love us, or maybe my church family doesn't love me, or maybe this person doesn't understand me, or maybe my spouse doesn't love me, or just, all kind of things. The people on my job don't like me. The emotions, your emotions, if you're not careful, they will lie to you because they are emotions, and emotions can't be trusted. Now, yes, emotions are a part of life, but there's sometimes where when we're living by faith, what do we need to do with our emotions? Take our emotions and do what? Put them in our back pocket and live by faith. And when we're living by faith, we are trusting God. And so the Holy Spirit, he reminds us of God's promises when our emotions try to lie to us and tell us we're not going to make it, or I'm not going to have enough. Here comes the Holy Spirit. No. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. I got pain. I don't know if I'm ever going to get better. Oh, no. Remember, Jesus took 39 stripes, and because of those stripes, you are already healed. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. Chastisement of his peace was upon him. The Holy Spirit begins to remind you of these things when your emotions try to lie to you. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does is he settles our hearts when our minds race. And sometimes the enemy will shoot all these negative thoughts. We call them the fiery darts of the wicked one. And what will happen was the Holy Spirit does it in an attempt to make our minds race, to think this is not going right and that's not going to happen right. And if that happens, then man, this is going to happen. And then that's going to come back, compound. And then the Holy Spirit tries to get you to start appraising the possibility of losing, and you haven't even lost. I mean, nothing bad has even happened. And so you have to be careful. But thank God that Holy Spirit will settle our hearts when our minds race. Something else the Holy Spirit does is he replaces fear with assurance. And so sometimes the enemy will try to put fear, the first thing he tries to do is he puts it in our head, right? So we can accept it, so it'll drop to our hearts. But the moment it gets in our head, we got to cast that thing out. And thank God for the Holy Spirit who will replace fear with assurance. Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine, that he's going to take care of everything, that he's never going to leave me, he's never going to forsake me, that he's going to help me even in the toughest situations of our lives. The Holy Spirit will bring assurance and remind you that he is the same God. The same God has brought you through before is the same God that's going to bring you through now. So don't worry, don't fret, don't lose it, don't fall apart, because he is the same God. He says, I am the Lord, and I change not. Who I was, I still am. What I did, I still do. And if I spoke it, I'm going to bring it to pass in your life. Bless God. And so number one, the Holy Spirit, our prayer to him has to be, Holy Spirit, comfort me. All right, everybody, repeat after me, say number two. All right, number two, our second prayer must be, Holy Spirit, reveal truth to me. All right, and you got to understand, the Holy Spirit's never going to lie to you. All right, sometimes friends will lie to you. Oh, it's okay, girl, go ahead and do what you got to do. But see, thank God, the Holy Spirit will not lie to me. He's going to tell me the truth, because I need the truth, because it's the truth that's going to set me free. Can I get a amen, right? Hebrews, the fourth chapter, And the 12th verse, I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. It says, for the word of God is alive and powerful, bless God. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. Watch what it does now. Watch what, here comes truth that the Holy Spirit brings. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Everybody say, oh boy, oh boy. See, that's where the rubber meets the road, because you can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time, right? And so it says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. That's not bad news, saints of God. That is good news, because we need the Holy Spirit to be honest with us, to reveal truth to us, to help us that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you got it, that we're going to be okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm sorry. I think somebody was coming because they thought we had church. Praise the Lord. But it was a member, so we're good. But we're gonna let them know. Now, if they want to come in, praise the Lord, and sit, you know, since they're already here, I'll let them just sit. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's keep going. So now you've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is always going to reveal things to us. Let's close that door so it doesn't mess Pastor up. So what happens is the Holy Spirit is always going to reveal truth to us. And saints of God, how many know we need truth whether we like it or not, right? Whether we want it or not, we need truth. But let me tell you what I love about the Holy Spirit, that when he exposes truth in our lives to try to make sure he brings us to the place we need to be, he brings truth in our lives to heal us and not to bring shame to us. Because he's not about shame, right? He's not about condemnation. He's about conviction, and there's a difference, all right? So God reveals what's hidden because he loves us, right? Truth isn't, watch this, information, it is transformation. And you got to understand that there's a difference, right? And so Holy Spirit's not coming to say, well, you did this and you're all messed up. No, that's not the Holy Spirit's role. The Holy Spirit sometimes tugs on our hearts and says, hey, you don't need to go down that route, because if you go down that route, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But if you go down this route, you got to, and what he does is he helps us count up the cost before we make a bad decision, right? And or if we make a bad decision, he comes in and lovingly corrects us to bring us back to where we need to be. And so as I take truth, which is the word of God, and apply it in my life, it caused me to be changed and transformed into the image of Christ. But remember, it's conviction, which is convincing and not condemnation. And there's a difference. When we begin to talk about conviction versus condemnation, conviction says, come closer, all right? Condemnation says stay away. And how many know the Holy Spirit never says stay away, all right? The Holy Spirit corrects us, but anytime the Holy Spirit corrects us, hope is always attached, all right? So truth revealed today prevents damage tomorrow. Can I get a amen? So we need the Holy Spirit to be honest with us and to bring truth to us. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Man, I'm telling you, I want the Holy Spirit to be honest with me in a day and a time where everybody just says, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. You know, no, we can't do what we want to do. We're not our own. We've been bought with the price. We are a chosen people. You got it? We are a royal priesthood. You got it? We're a peculiar nation. You got it? Who are to show forth the praises of him who have brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so we've got to understand that we are not our own, that we belong to Jesus, and we've got to do things God's way. Because if we do things God's way, what's going to happen, saints of God? We're going to get God results. Praise the Lord. All right, man, I'm moving right along. Okay, so let's recap. Number one, we're going to put it up on screen. What is it, class? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Holy Spirit, comfort me. All right, come on, class. Here we go. Number two, what is it? 1, 2, 3. Holy Spirit, reveal truth to me. All right, here we go. And number three, Holy Spirit, use me. And that should be our prayer, that I want you to use me. And I want you to use me, Holy Spirit, how you want to use me. I don't need, you know, I don't need some big platform. I don't necessarily need a whole bunch of titles. I don't need to be seen by anybody, right? Because a lot of times when Holy Spirit uses us, nobody sees. Nobody sees us encouraging that person, praying for that person, talking to that person in the community that we don't even know, letting them know, hey, just hang in there. It's going to get better. Come on, somebody. Shooting a text to that person to encourage them, or spending that time on the phone with that person late at night when you're already tired, but you know, hey, I need to spend 10 minutes to just encourage this person, you know, and so that's how the Holy Spirit typically uses us. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive, what's that word, class? Power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And you got to understand, it's important to understand that we are witnesses of him and who he is. And that is why we have to carry ourselves and conduct ourselves the right way. He says, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. So we are witnesses, watch this, of who he is in our world. Our world is where we shop, the neighborhood we live in. Come on, somebody. The gym that we go to, just those kind. That is at the where our job is. That is our world, and we should be a witness in our world. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 13 through 16, it really breaks it down. I love this because he just says, let me tell you why you're here. Let me just break it down for you. Like we said in the Marine Corps, shotgun style, right? He says, you're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. Let me just ask some of my cooks that maybe, it doesn't matter what you're cooking. It doesn't matter if it's fried chicken or baked chicken. It doesn't matter if it's salmon or catfish. My question is, you know, do you just cook that thing or do you put some seasoning on it? I know you put some seasoning on it, right? Because if you were not to put some seasoning on it and just bake that salmon and then just eat it, it's going to lose something called flavor, praise the Lord, right? Well, that's what the writer says here. We are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. All right. When people see you, they should see God and what God looks like. He says, if you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? All right. Now, I know we have a culture today where we talk about people are salty. That ain't the salty I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. All right. When we're talking about saltiness, we're talking about the God flavors. All right. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit when we're talking about saltiness. Okay. And so it says you've lost usefulness and you will end up in the garbage. Verse 14. He said, here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, he says, shine, keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. And so you've got to understand that we are the salt of the earth, the writer says. We are the light of the world, and we have to be led by the Spirit. And there's already power that is in us to be a blessing to others. But power, watch this class, is not for platform, it's for purpose. Oh, that's good right there. That's grammable, bookable, tweetable, and any other thing, all right? See, power is not for platform, all right? Because pride, if it's for platform, now it's my pride that gets caught up. But no, power is not for platform, it's for purpose, to make a difference in the life of somebody else. It's not to demonstrate who we are, it's to demonstrate who he is. And so the Holy Spirit empowers us to do several things. One thing the Holy Spirit empowers us to do is to represent Jesus right where we live, right? And I just talked about that, in our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. The second thing the Holy Spirit empowers us to do is to influence without forcing. So I'm not real interested in trying to push Jesus down somebody's throat I would rather be a light. Come on, somebody. I would rather live my life in a way that people see me. You got it? And they say, man, that person's always smiling. That person's always happy. I know they got to go through some things at some time because everybody goes through something. They always have an encouraging word for me. They always ask me, how am I doing? You know, and so it's through influence without forcing. All right? And then the third thing, the Holy Spirit empowers us to shine without shouting, all right? To shine without shouting. Because you got to understand that he that wins souls is wise. So if somebody's not saved, you don't need to be. You going to hell, you got it, in a handbasket. You got it? The devil is waiting on you. You know, no. I mean, most people who are not saved, who are really living, you know, quote unquote horrible lives, they already know that. They don't need me and you to tell them that. They don't need more bad news. They got plenty of that. They need some good news. They need to know that, hey, regardless of where you are, God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you. Yes, you. I don't care what you did last night. He sent his son to die for you. He loves you. His love for you is undeniable. It is indescribable. And listen, let me talk to you about what Jesus has done for you. Let me take you to Romans 10 and 9. You know, and that is how we do it. That we shine, but we don't have to shout, praise the Lord. And so we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Think about it. Salt preserves. So if salt preserves, you and I are to protect our environments, right? Light reveals. So if light reveals, you and I are supposed to bring clarity to those around us of who Jesus is and what he really wants to do in our lives. So you got to understand, you don't have to announce light. Light just shows up, praise the Lord. Oh, man, that's good right there. See, when it's morning time and the sun comes up, you got it. Now, you know, of course, in the military, we're used to reveille. You got it. They're going to play that trumpet so we know it's time to get up. But they're not telling us it's time to get up because light, has shown up, you know, because you don't have to announce light. Light just shows up. You wake up and you see the light shining. Well, that is the same way it's supposed to be in our lives. We don't have to announce that we're walking through the door. People should see the light of Jesus in us, through us, and on us, that when we walk through the door, light has showed up. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a big hand praise right there. That's good right there. Amen. That is good right there. All right. So we're about to wrap this thing up, so let's rehearse our points, and we'll put them up on the screen, and I want you to repeat after me on the count of three. Here we go. Class, what's point number one? One, two, three. Holy Spirit, comfort me. All right? Here we go. Number two. One, two, three. Holy Spirit, reveal truth to me. All right? Here we go. Number three. One, two, three. Holy Spirit, use me. And our last and our final point, you got it. Number four. Holy Spirit, convict and guide me. Holy Spirit, convict and guide me. All right? So. Psalms 139, Maestro, I think this is a good place for us to wrap it up. Psalms 139 is one of my favorite verses that I pray all the time over my life. Why? Because watch this, I really want to be a light that shines. I really want to do my best to be my best, to always love people, to always see the best in people, to always walk in integrity. You got it? To always do the right things because it's the right thing to do, to always have godly character. I understand that I'm not living my life for me, but I'm living my life for others. I understand that the decisions I make affect other people, so I think about every decision I make because I want to make good decisions that affect people in positive ways. So I love Psalms 139. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. It says, point out anything in me that offends you, and Lord, lead me along the path of everlasting life. Isaiah 30 and 21 says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And I want you to know that voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I want his voice to be the loudest voice in my life. And so I want to pray with you today. And so don't get off the live because we're not done. We'll be done in about 2 minutes. But just I want you to stay with me. And I want to pray with you. And I want you, before we pray, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit today, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me in this lesson? And I believe that the Holy Spirit will talk directly to you in a very loving way, where he will help you to be the absolute best you can be, so you can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, so we can impact lives in an amazing way and keep making a difference. Maybe there's someone watching me that you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I dare not leave without giving you the opportunity. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me, and I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:9, if we'll just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And let me just break that down. All that means is you just have to know that God sent his only son Jesus to die for you because he loves you. And all you have to do is make it up in your mind that I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. I'm going to invite him into my life. And every day I'm making the choice to live for him. Maybe you just need to rededicate your life to the Lord. I want you to know God is not mad at you. God is not upset with you. And don't listen to people who talk like that. God's love for you is undeniable and it's indescribable. But Pastor, you don't know what I did last night. God's love for you is undeniable and it is indescribable. He proved it. How did he prove it? The writer says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so he already knew that was going to happen, but he put a plan in place to bring you back to him. Maybe you're a Christian watching and you love the Lord, but maybe you lost it. Maybe you got a hot temper. Maybe you and your spouse got in a fight, or, you know, and you said some things you shouldn't have said. Well, you do need to apologize to them. You got it. But you also need to repent to the Lord. And so this prayer that we're going to pray is really for all of us. And I'm going to ask everyone to repeat after me. I want you to pray this prayer with sincerity. And I want you to pray it out loud. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. Tell him you have nothing to do with me and I have nothing to do with you. Now, boldly declare to say, Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those that are watching today. I bind the hand of the enemy and everything that's not like God that tries to attack them. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you at the authority of the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of Jesus that you are free. You're free in your mind. You're free in your emotions. You're free in every area of your lives, because whom the Son has made free is free indeed. We thank you for it. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise right where you are. Amen. God bless you.